Page 83, Siman Kufnun Dalad, Dalad. So, okay, so last time we were discussing about what's the halachas of the Shulchan and the covers of the Shulchan, and all as we covered that yesterday, getting the answer to all that. And the concept of that something that's Tashmish of Kedusha, you cannot throw out. Something that's Kadosh, you definitely can't throw out. But something that's even used for something that's kadosh, you also can't throw out. So Sefer Torah, obviously, you can't throw out. But even a shulchan, you can't throw out either because the Sefer Torah uses it. So what do you do with those things? So that's what we're going to get into now. Very interesting ideas. Dalit. Mafakha Sefer Torah, Shebalu. Let's say you have covers of the Sefer Torah which became worn out, so you can't use them anymore. So, okay, you get new ones. What do you do with the old ones? So halacha says, Yechum lasos mehem takrichum lemeis mitzvah v'zuhi genizasam. You can use them as shrouds for a meis mitzvah. You know, someone, you know what meis mitzvah is? Meis mitzvah is someone, rachman aslan, who has no one to take care of them, and they pass away. So as the Mishnah Berurah explains, since it's a meis mitzvah, there's no one to take care of this person's final needs. All the community is obligated in this person's burial. So therefore, we could use things that we use for a Sefer Torah. We know like a human body is like a Sefer Torah. So, or the outside cover of a Sefer Torah. So therefore, you can use those things for the person's final needs. Now, that gives you an insight into where we're going. Now you think that's very unusual that there's a person who has no one to take care of it, but believe it or not, I know I was involved with a case like that once, of a meis mitzvah, not directly Rabbi Cohn, Rabbi Shai Cohn was, but I was at a levaya of a meis mitzvah once. I was very... Anyway, so, hey. So now we've got again, we could use it for a meis mitzvah. So, in other words, that was a tashmish kedusha. It was something that's not Kaddish itself. It was a cover to a Sefer Torah. That's a Tashmish Kedusha. And what do we do with it? We use it for a funeral. Okay? So bear that in mind. Think, hold that. So in Hay, Sefer Torah Shabbala. How about a Sefer Torah that became used up? It's not usable anymore. It's very old or something like that. We have a Sefer Torah here, a few of them. But a Sefer Torah here which is unfixable. It's just because of certain factors. So a couple of sofrim checked it, and they said it's just that the parchment now is at a point where even if you fix it, the letters will crumble away after a little while. So even if you fix it, it won't stay fixed that long. So, you know, like, so what do you do with that? So Machaber says, Manichim aso b'klei cheres. So you put it in a pottery jar, container, the gonzin also bekeret hamachacham, and you put it into the grave of a hamachacham. V'afilu eino ela shona halachas, and even if it's somebody who maybe we can call big hamachacham, but he knew how to learn. V'lo shimesh tamei chacham, but he wasn't meshamesh tamei chacham. In other words, we see like in Gemara Sukkah, other places, someone didn't have the life experience of being trained or having that interaction with a Rebbe, with a Talmud Chacham. So he might know a lot, but you know, as we all know, that's not enough. So even though this person may be, you know, he's not competent enough or doesn't have enough life experience or didn't have enough life experience or whatever you want to call it, interaction with a Rebbe to be put into a place of prominence, but that person, when they pass away, would be enough that we could put a Sefer Torah in. Okay, so put a Sefer Torah where? So if you look closely at the Mechaber, well, first of all, the Mechaber said two things. First of all, the Mechaber says you put it into a Kli Cheres, and then you put it, the Gonzen also, you hide it away. You put it away, Bekeres Talmud Chacham, in the Keber of a Talmud Chacham. That means when a Talmud Chacham passes away, so you put it in his Keber. Right? That's what seemed to be what the Mechaber is saying. Now the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing applies by other svarim that became unusable, so they would be treated the same way. We'll get into this a little more Now again, this is something that's Kadosh itself. We're not talking about, so far, necessarily, what do you do with something that's a tashmish of Kedusha? Okay? I want you to be very careful with that. Right? So far, in other words, we said that something is Kadosh, Tefillin, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, that's something Kadosh, so we can't just throw it away when it's not usable anymore. I shouldn't say useless. Then we have Tashmish Kedusha, right? Like the Bima, or the cover of Bima. So then that's a usage of something that's, so what do? We can't throw that either. We can't throw that out either. But what do we do with it? So let's go slow. So right now, we're talking about a Sefer Torah, meaning, as Chofetz Chaim says, it means something that's Kadosh. We're not talking about the Bima, right? We're talking about something that's Kadosh. So then what do? We have to do what the Machaber said. We put it into a container, and then we could bury it. Now again, so the Mishnah Berurah says that's referring to any other Svarim, and we have to be gonez them. We have to put them in Geniza. We're not allowed to burn them. Not allowed to burn these things, even though they're not usable anymore. And even though your intent maybe of burning them would be so that they're not disgraced further, but still we're not allowed to burn something. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Rambam, that the Rambam says that someone who destroys Kisvei Kodesh this way, meaning that they destroy them in an improper way, like burning them, Chas V'Shalom, violates a lav. Lo sasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. And he says, okay, we'll see. And he says the same thing. He says, v'hu adin b'chol tashmish kedusha yesh li zar b'zeh. So too with a tashmish. You have to be careful like this. Okay, so it's getting a little late, but okay, so right now what we have for today is the way we dispose of something that's kadosh is we put into a container. Now again, he said an earthenware container. We'll discuss that in Mirat Hashem tomorrow. And we put it into a grave of a Talmud Chacham. Okay? Now, does that mean we have to do it that way? Is there any other way we could dispose of it? So that in Mirat Hashem, we'll see. Is that the only way we could be gone with it? We'll see about that in Mirat Hashem B'linad tomorrow. B'linad. B'linad.